Today we're building a sunrise-style intro lift in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. This is not just an intro for waiting around until the drop. In drum and bass, the intro is part of the story. It sets the identity, the groove, and the emotional temperature of the track. For this one, we're aiming for that warm, reflective heatwave feeling. It's got early morning energy, a little haze, a little nostalgia, but still enough drive that the crowd feels the tension building underneath. The big idea here is simple: use the bass line as the emotional engine, not as something that only matters at the drop, but as something that already feels alive in the intro. Let's start by setting the project up properly. Go to a tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. For this kind of sunrise lift, 174 usually feels really good, because it keeps the energy moving while still giving you space to shape the phrase. Pick a key center before you do anything else. A minor, D minor, or F minor are all strong choices for the style. They all have that slightly moody DNB weight, but they still leave room for emotion and light. Now decide how long your intro is going to be. If you want a DJ-friendly version, build 32 bars. If you want something more direct, 16 bars can work too. For this lesson, think in sections. The first 8 bars are the filtered tees. The next 8 bars reveal more groove. The next section lifts the tension. And the final bars before the drop prepare that payoff. That kind of structure works really well in DNB because the genre loves clear phrasing. You do not need to be busy from the first second. You need to make the evolution feel intentional. Now let's build the sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator if you want a clean, solid sub. A sine wave is the easiest place to start. Keep it mono. Give it a short attack, a medium sustain, and a short release. If you want a little glide between notes, add subtle portamento, but keep it restrained. You want just enough slide to feel human. Not so much that it blurs the groove. Write a simple bassline. Keep it sparse. This is important. A good sunrise intro bassline does not need to run constantly. It needs space. Try a one bar or a two bar idea with notes that answer the drums. Maybe the root note lands on beat one, then there's a short offbeat answer, then a rest. Then the next bar can repeat with a small variation. That call and response feeling is a huge part of jungle and old school DNB. The bass should feel like it's talking to the breakbeat, not sitting on top of it. Keep the sub mostly under 100 HE. Make sure it stays controlled and level. You do not need huge amplitude here. You need clarity and intention. If the bass line feels too busy, strip it back and focus on a short motif with variation. Now add the mid bass or reese layer. This is where the emotional movement starts to open up. Load wave-eatable, analog, or a resampled bass sound. A classic reese works great here, especially if it's wide but still controlled. Start with a saw-based sound, maybe a saw plus square blend, or two slightly detuned saws. Keep the detune modest. You want tension, not chaos. Add a low-pass filter that starts dark, maybe around 200 to 600 HC, depending on how muted you want it at the start. Then add a saturator after the instrument with a little bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to bring out the harmonics. After that, use auto filter for motion. And if the low end starts spreading out too much, use utility to keep the core under control. The MIDI part matters here too. You do not want the reese to just copy the sub exactly. Let it follow the same rhythm, but leave some gaps. Maybe add one note that trails into the next phrase, or one note that rises slightly into a transition. You want it to feel like the same story, but from a different emotional angle. Now automate the filter cutoff. This is where the sunrise lift really starts to happen. Begin with the reese filtered low, maybe around 200 to 300 HC. Then slowly open it across 8 or 16 bars. By the time you get toward the end of the intro, you might be opening up into the 1 to 2 kHz range, depending on how bold you want the reveal to feel. The key is contrast. Start restrained. End more exposed. That shift in density is often more powerful than simply turning things louder. If you want the intro to feel more authentic to jungle or old school DNB, resample the bass. Record the bass phrase to audio, or freeze and flatten it. Then start chopping it up. Slice it into half bar, quarter bar, or even smaller chunks. Rearrange the pieces so the phrase feels broken and alive. Add tiny silences before key notes. Let a ghost note sneak in between the main hits. This is where the intro stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record. A lot of jungle character comes from these micro edits. Little rhythmic decisions. A note slightly late. A note shortened. A tiny gap that creates anticipation. Those details matter a lot more than people think. If you want to make those edits feel even more natural, use Ableton Live 12 MIDI Transform tools carefully. Nudge a few notes slightly late for a lazier feel. Shorten a couple of notes for a more nervous bounce. Randomize velocity only on the non-sub layers. Small changes, not huge ones. Now bring in the drums. Even if the intro is bass-led, you still want breakbeat energy. Use a classic break or a layered break structure. Maybe one main break for body, one top break for hats and snap, and maybe a little ghost percussion for movement. If you're using drum rock or simpler, keep the low end of the break cleaned up with EQ8. High pass the non-essential layers somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so they do not fight the sub. Add a little drum bus if you want glue and punch, but keep it tasteful. You are shaping character, not turning everything into a flat wall. This is one of the most important things in DNB. The drums and the bass have to breathe together. Let a kick or break accent land right before a bass note. Remove a snare hit at the end of a phrase. Add a small fill every 8 bars. These little moves help the intro feel like it is moving with purpose. Now we need atmosphere. This is what gives the intro that sunrise emotion. Add a vinyl crackle, a field recording, a soft pad, a reverse cymbal, or a light chord shimmer. Keep it subtle. This layer should be felt more than heard. Use auto filter to high pass it somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Add hybrid reverb with a short to medium decay, and use EQ8 to keep it from getting muddy. If you want a little movement, use echo very lightly. One really useful trick is to let the atmosphere come in one bar before the bass re-enters. That tiny offset creates a really nice emotional lift. It makes the listener feel like something is arriving. Now shape the automation like a DJ tool. In a dance floor intro, automation should be purposeful. Not random. Not overdone. Use it to guide the energy. A few good automation lanes are filter cutoff on the reese, reverb send on the atmosphere or break, saturator drive on the bass for extra urgency, utility width on the mid layer, and maybe a small gain lift on the bass bus toward the drop. You do not need huge changes. Sometimes a 1 to 2 dB lift on the bass bus is enough to make the transition feel much bigger. The same goes for reverb. Keep it subtle early, then push it a little more in the final 4 bars. If you want the section to feel really DJ-friendly, think in 8-bar crescendos. Then in the last 2 bars, before the drop, thin out the drums a bit. Let one bass note hold longer, throw in a reverse impact or a snare fill, and maybe mute the sub for half a bar. That little absence can make the drop hit much harder. Now group the bass together, route the sub, reese, and any chopped bass layers to a bass group so you can treat them as one unit. On the bass bus, use EQ8 only if you need to clean up ultra-low rumble. Add a little saturator with soft clip-on if you want some warmth. A very light glue compressor can help bind the layers together, but do not overcompress it. The big rule here is mono discipline. Keep the sub mono. Let only the mid-bass or reese carry width. Check the bass in mono regularly. If it sounds huge in stereo but weak in mono, that usually means the low mids are too wide or too facey. That is one of the most common mistakes in this style. The fix is usually not more bass. It is better bass control. A few extra teacher notes here. Treat the intro bass like a storyline, not just a loop. Give it an identity early, then gradually reveal more detail. Also, one of the strongest sunrise moves is contrast in density. Start with fewer notes, then increase rhythmic activity instead of simply increasing volume. If your bass feels muddy, do not just cut lows. Check whether the mid-bass envelope is too long. A tighter note length often fixes the problem faster than EQ. And here is a great test. Mute the drums and listen to the bass phrase on its own. If it still feels like it has emotional motion, then you've built something strong enough to carry the intro. If you want a quick practice version, here's the challenge. Set your project to 174 BPM and choose a minor or D minor. Make a 4-note bass motif with operator or wave eatable. Turn it into a 2-bar phrase with rests. Duplicate it to a reese layer and filter that layer down hard at the start. Add one sliced break loop. Automate the filter opening over 8 bars. Add a subtle atmosphere layer. Then bounce or resample the intro and make one jungle-style chop variation. Finally, check the whole thing in mono. The goal is simple. The intro should feel like it is about to bloom, not already at full power. So to recap, build the intro around a sparse but musical bassline. Keep the sub clean, mono, and rhythmically intentional. Let the reese open gradually for that sunrise emotion. Use break edits and ghost notes to give it real drum and bass movement. Protect the mix with filtering, bus control, and mono discipline. And automate with purpose so the section works both as an emotional build and as a DJ-friendly intro. That's the heatwave approach. Warm, reflective, and full of pressure underneath. A bass-led intro that feels alive before the drop ever arrives.